We've seen a little bit of a recovery in oil prices in recent days. West Texas Intermediate, right around the $76 a barrel mark, so just below where the Alberta government had forecast that to be at. So we'll see what how things look at the end of this coming fiscal year. I think the Alberta government was assuming around $79 a barrel. But hey, look, I mean, you know, there's certainly a lot of activity in the oil patch, oil and gas production at record highs in Alberta. So there is activity happening there, but it's not translating into that same kind of gusher of revenue that we've seen in the past. Maybe it's a bit of a sweet spot for production and consumption, but, you know, it's going to hurt Alberta's bottom line. So we'll see. We're expecting a budget probably next month. And so we're kind of flirting here with a possible deficit. And you've heard the premier sort of speak about that concern, in particular when she's been asked about whether and when they're going to keep this promise to cut taxes, a promise they made in the election. I mean, since the election, the only thing we've seen on the tax front is the gas tax coming back, 9 cents a liter. And again, the Alberta government underscoring, you know, some of these financial pressures. But once again, I think it points that we're very reliant on all of this resource revenue. And it also highlights the fact that, you know, the Alberta government's basically spending at record levels. And there's not a lot of talk of reining that in. So what does that all lead to? And, you know, we've kind of been here before, it feels like. It's an opportunity, at least, to sort of learn from past mistakes. Well, that's the argument our next guest made in a piece he wrote this week. You can find it at FraserInstitute.org. Ben Eisen is a senior fellow at the Fraser Institute and joins us on the line here this morning. Ben, good to have you with us. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
So as you look at the situation the Alberta government finds itself in, decisions it's made, priorities it's set, and some of these conditions I alluded to that are sort of outside its control, what are your thoughts or concerns, I guess, as we get set for another budget here?
Well, I think that the thoughts and concerns that I have are pretty much in line with what they often are in Alberta when resource prices are relatively good. And the government isn't facing the same sort of immediate cash crunch that it has sometimes in recent years, which is that the government may become complacent and not recognize that the decisions that it makes right now are going to still be in effect and still have an effect on the health of provincial finances in future times. So what I really hope the government will do is to take a long-term approach, to recognize that natural resource revenues aren't reliable, that right now they go up and down, that right now expenditures are wildly out of line with what's being collected in taxes, and that if the government works now to try to rein in spending, to try to bring spending closer into line with government spending, then the next time that resource revenues do fall, instead of being in a crisis, the province will be in a position where it's dealing with a challenge, where it's thinking about how much less it's able to save, rather than finding itself in a crisis like it found itself in the 2010s, when it was adding billions and billions of dollars in new debt every year, and the province's fiscal position was deteriorating very quickly. That's what we can avoid in the future if we take action now.
I mean, it's interesting, and I think there's a perception, especially maybe when we get an opposition at times calling for more spending on certain things, or other groups or vested interests calling for more spending on certain things, there's almost a perception that maybe this government's not spending as much as it should, or that they're trying to be fiscally prudent. But it sort of obscures the fact that we see remarkably high levels of spending in Alberta. I think, aren't we spending it at record levels right now?
Alberta is spending at record levels. Alberta has historically been one of the biggest spenders in Confederation, and not necessarily always with evidence that it's producing higher quality public services. Often it's leading to more money being spent in government wages and things of that nature. Whether it's translating into clearly better public services is an open question. And you're right, there's always pressure to spend when there's a little bit more money coming in. But that's why it's important for us to be so consistent in explaining that money coming in from natural resource revenues isn't best thought of, to use a sort of tired analogy of a family. It's not thought of as regular income that's coming from a job. It's best thought of as money that's coming from selling an asset that no longer is there. It's not something that should be relied upon as something that you can simply incorporate into your day-to-day spending, which is what you do when you crank the dial up on program spending. Instead, all that money has to be viewed as something that's coming from selling an asset, and what the responsible thing to do is to develop an infrastructure and a plan and a multi-year strategy to save that money so that it can be generating interest in the future and helping governments to throughout the coming years and decades, weather more difficult financial times, and also help keep taxes low to help create a pro-growth, pro-business environment. We need to take a long-term approach to budgeting in Alberta. It's all about making a prosperous, growing economy, and not just making sure that we try and spend money just as fast as it comes in the door.
Right, as you say, we've kind of been here before. So what are the lessons maybe we should have learned from previous experiences?
We've been here, in fact, many times before, and we've been writing, the Fraser Institute has published analyses of these phenomena in the past many times. We looked at the 2000s when there was a natural gas boom. We took a look at, we called it fumbling the Alberta advantage, because it was an opportunity to create a lasting, permanent Alberta tax advantage if only we had saved a good chunk of the money that was coming in and put it into the Heritage Fund or other savings vehicle. That money would be generating interest to this day that we could be using to help keep taxes low, that we could be using to help public finance finance public services without putting a strain on taxpayers. But instead, we spent it in the moment on rapidly growing government, on higher wages and salaries in the public service, on things of that nature. And so as a result, when resource prices did fall, when recessions did come, the province found itself in deficit, it found itself in debt, and it didn't have this stream of revenue that it would have otherwise had. So we are looking at doing the same thing over and over, and the key that we're saying looking at this budget going forward is how do we avoid it? And the only way to do that is by creating clear rules and guidance. You can't simply, on an ad hoc basis, say, okay, we're going to try and exercise restraint here and there. That never works. What you need to do is you need to say, here's our plan to save in a rainy day fund, a stabilization fund, for if resources go down, and here's another plan to invest in a heritage fund type vehicle that will generate money for the future. You need a plan, you need infrastructure, you need a fiscal framework in a province within Alberta that has much more complicated public finances than most places, because we have this unique issue of such, not quite unique, but unusual issue of very high natural resources, which is a good problem to have, yeah. But it is a public finance problem to manage.
Oh, indeed. Your latest is mentioned, FraserInstitute.org. Ben, thanks so much for making some time for us here this morning. Appreciate this.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.